My name is Raman Sharma and I'm a program manager with the Visual C++ team here at Microsoft. In this session, I'm going to describe how to build great Windows Store applications using C++ using all the new features that we've added in Visual Studio 2013. In this release, the C++ investments for Windows Store developers have been in four broad areas. The first is creating connected apps. Most good apps these days are connected apps. They either interact with existing popular cloud services or implement their own custom cloud backend and connect to it through multiple clients on multiple platforms. Visual Studio 2013 makes it very easy to create apps that can do that. Second is XAML experience, both in the designer, editor, and runtime, has greatly improved in this release, and we'll talk about that. There's a whole new set of debugging, profiling, and diagnostics improvements in Visual Studio 2013. Many of them are especially tailored towards Windows Store development, and we'll take a look at some of those. Finally, we'll talk about how the new enhancements in C++ CX, which help provide even better support for WinRT programming, as well as the new C++ language standards work, which helps Windows Store developers write cross-platform code. Let's talk about building connected app. There are multiple ways a Windows Store app can provide a connected experience to the users. The app can interact with popular services like Facebook, Flickr, Twitter, etc., and download and upload information to these online services. The app can have a live dial, which is always kept up to date through push notifications. The app can also store its data in the cloud instead of storing it locally. This allows the user not only to get the same data from multiple devices, but also makes it easy for the developer to provide a social experience. For example, creating a leaderboard for an online game is a very popular usage of this scenario. There is tooling built into Visual Studio 2013, which allows developers to do all of the things mentioned above by connecting their Windows Store apps to Azure mobile services through some really simple steps. For C++, such tooling builds on top of the new library called the C++ Azure Mobile Library, which provides really simple API using which a developer can connect to Azure mobile services as a backend. This library itself builds on top of a more generic C++ REST SDK, which is just a library that provides cross-platform C++ API to connect to any online cloud service which is based on the REST protocol. The second area in which we have made huge improvements is the XAML designer and tooling experience. As we all know, XAML for Windows Store apps provides a common Windows runtime interface. As a result, all the enhancements that are made in XAML, whether they are in runtime or tooling, benefit all developers equally, whether they are C++ or .NET developers. Let's talk about some XAML design time and editing experience improvements. So first of all, we've added new and improved project and item templates, such as Hub Template, to provide support for the new hub concept that Windows 8.1 has introduced. Secondly, the XAML editor provides great improvements such as IntelliSense for data binding and very powerful navigation support across markup, resources, and code through GoTo definition support, and finally, support for code snippets within the XAML editor. XAML Designer also provides support for rulers and dynamic guides to provide a more fine-grained and high-precision visual design experience. Both the developers and artists will really like this experience. Visual Studio 2013 continues to provide first-class design time experience for new UI concepts in Windows 8.1. We already talked about the hub template, but support for command bar is another one of those things. The performance and stability of the XAML designer is much improved based on the feedback that we have received from all of you. Another key feature inside the XAML designer is to be able to edit the styles and templates from within the design surface right where they are being used. This prevents multiple exploration and discovery steps for the user, which he would have otherwise taken to actually discover where the templates and styles were properly defined. Visual Studio 2013 also introduces support for the concept of behaviors, which is a XAML concept. Windows 8 and Visual Studio 2012 did not provide this support, but 8.1 and Visual Studio 2013 adds this support. Let's talk about graphics debugging. C++ continues to be the language of choice for anyone who wants to do high-performance graphics programming using DirectX. Along with XAML, DirectX is another way using which you can make powerful, performant Windows Store apps. One of the core issues DirectX programmers face is that of debugging the operations that are executing on the GPU. In Visual Studio 2012, we had provided a set of tools called graphics debugging tools, also called PICs. At this time, this feature was present only in the Professional, Premium, and Ultimate SKUs of Visual Studio 2012. With Visual Studio 2013, we have also added this feature to Visual Studio Express for Windows Store, which is a free product. We've added support for debugging the DirectX applications running on remote machines like tablets in VS 2013. And there is also support for compute shader debugging. The overall performance of capturing frames has also been improved inside the graphics debugging tools. Debugging and diagnostics is an area that has received many improvements and even significant overhaul in some areas. Visual Studio 2013 has introduced a new concept called Performance and Diagnostics Hub, which is your one-stop shop for all your performance and profiling needs. Having a central location to access all such tools is very convenient. This hub contains many existing tools and some notable new additions. For example, the XAML UI Responsiveness Profiler to tell you where the XAML app is spending most of its time, whether it's in rendering, in parsing pieces of XAML markup, or in other areas. And then there's a new addition called Energy Profiler, which tells you the energy consumption profile of your app. This is very important, especially in this age, when users expect more and more sophisticated apps to run on smaller and resource-constrained devices, and that too without draining the battery. This tool allows you to understand the energy consumption of your app, and as a result, allows you to design a more efficient app. There is much improved support for Windows Runtime Exception Debugging in VS 2013. The Debug Exception dialog, for example, displays more information whenever an exception is thrown. Earlier, it used to display only the exception message, but now, in addition to that, it also displays the exact stack trace of the place where the exception had originated. The exception object itself contains the stack trace information. If you've done any .NET programming, you must have noticed the feature called JustMyCode Debugging, which provides a very clean stack trace experience by showing you only the code that you as a developer yourself have written. Now we have enabled this feature for C++ projects as well. This allows the developers to focus only on the problems in his own code. This is especially useful in case of Windows Store apps because the stack traces can sometimes look overwhelming with the number of asynchronous calls and OS APIs all over the place. In VS 2013, you now see the complete logical series of events in a single comprehensible call stack, even if there are asynchronous calls in the stack. Visual Studio 2013 also provides improved support for interop debugging in a project that uses both JavaScript and C++. Many people prefer to write their apps using multiple languages. For example, the UI would sometimes be in HTML and JavaScript, and the backend would be in C++. This was possible to do in Visual Studio 2012 as well, but the debugging experience was not very pleasant. For such apps, it is now possible to debug both the JavaScript and C++ pieces of the app in a single debugging session. A developer can put breakpoints in both JavaScript and C++ code, hit them at runtime in the same debugging session. Finally, we have added improved support for dump debugging on ARM devices such as Surface RT. Finally, we continue to add features to our compilers and libraries. In Visual Studio 2012, we had introduced C++ CX, which is a set of language and libraries extensions to provide a first-class support for C++ developers programming with Windows Runtime. In Visual Studio 2013, we have improved upon that experience. We've added features like boxing to better conform to the WinRT specification. There is now richer information in exceptions to improve the debugging experience. As we saw earlier, the exception object now contains the stack trace of the code location where the exception originated. There are performance improvements in the sense that the memory layout for C++ CX objects is now more compact. There is also support for emitting warnings when you try to compile code that's calling deprecated API calls. In addition to users getting deprecation warnings for the Windows API calls that have been deprecated, API developers can now also decorate their own API with deprecation information. In that case, any developer who calls those APIs would get equivalent deprecation warnings. We also have a header called collection.h, which provides a set of classes to better integrate WinRT collections with C++ STL collections. In VS 2013, we have enhanced this header with newer types, support for new C++ 11 features, and better validations inside the code.
In addition to all these things, we have added more C++ language and library features to conform to the C++ 11 and C99 standard. There is a separate session that provides details of those features, but I do want to mention that this work allows Windows Store developers to bring more and more standards-compliant C++ code to their store apps. This code can be coming from their existing apps on other platforms or from popular C++ libraries such as OpenCV, Boost, Cinder, etc.
So that was a brief overview of the product. We are very excited about all the new features that we have added for C++ developers in VS 2013. We hope you use the product and provide us feedback. Thank you for your time.